Voters head to the polls next week, and every New York State legislative seat is up for grabs. With that in mind, in our series on upstate money pressures, we ask voters to weigh in. Today's story explores the tax burden. You might be quick to think that complaining about taxes in upstate New York is a given, but is that true? Sasha Ann Simons reports.
Love them, hate them, or tolerate them. What do people really think about taxes?
They're a little high. And I believe they should come down just a little bit.
It's all relative. Yes, they are high, but compared to what?
What about when the question is being posed specifically to New Yorkers?
It's hard to live here, especially when you're taking taxes the way they take them.
It seems outrageous.
They're wicked high. It's terrible.
Just mention the word tax, and nearly everyone will have a story or an opinion. If these New Yorkers are the barometer, then it's been hard to live comfortably while paying taxes upstate.
That's the price we collectively decided to pay. So we keep forgetting. We, the people, collectively decided to pay that.
That's Nita Brown. She owns Mansawear, a custom clothing shop on Park Avenue in Rochester, and also lives nearby. On Park Ave, there's lots of foot traffic, and stores in that section are known to be on the higher end. Also up there are property taxes and the 8% sales tax in the city. But Brown doesn't mind.
Look at this area. We have universities and higher education galore. Good public service, right? Roads.
It's no secret. New Yorkers pay some of the highest tax rates in the country. Tax dollars help cover services like transportation, social assistance, and health insurance in the state. Some, however, say they're not getting their money's worth. Like Jamie Burgess in Buffalo. He recently moved back there after living in Baltimore for a few years.
I feel like I'm being robbed, honestly. I could go down south and the cost of living is higher, but the taxes are lower.
Patricia Serra also lives in Erie County. The 51-year-old says she feels like she's being taxed to death.
I'm sorry, but if my kids were younger and we were just starting out again, we would move out of state because these taxes are brutal.
Bob Papaleone, who lives in Geddes, a suburb west of Syracuse, agrees. He thinks the tax rate should be lowered.
Yes, I do. Or better services for the taxes we're paying.
Meanwhile, Peter Kennedy in Binghamton remains a pretty satisfied taxpayer. He says he just wants the state to be more transparent about how the money is being spent.
I still think it's convoluted how the tax system works. I think that they could simplify it, make it easier for everyday people to understand.
Shirley Malone, a tax professional who owns an independent firm in Rochester, does her best to explain the process to her clients. But no amount of understanding can change the disappointment many feel when they file their income tax returns.
Quite often people end up owing New York. New York doesn't seem to like people to be getting big refunds. They'd rather have people owe them some money.
Over the years, exemptions have helped many homeowners manage their property tax bills. The STAR, or School Tax Relief Program, provides a partial exemption from school taxes. Last year, the state made changes to the way new homeowners get the credit. According to Mike Cesara, who is an assessor with the city of Rochester, a rebate check at the end of the year now provides much-needed property tax relief.
On a residential house, the basic STAR is worth almost $400. I think it's $368 off your tax bill. Hey, who doesn't want to save $368?
Still, some like Nita Brown see paying taxes as a civic duty. But she does acknowledge there are ways to lessen the burden. She suggests moving to a countywide education system.
Then the taxes will be less for everyone. Think about it.
It's Brown's background that helps her see things differently. While she worked for the United Nations years ago, she lived in other parts of the world, like the Czech Republic and Brazil.
It makes you realize that there's positive and negatives everywhere. No one country can have it all, and no one country has it that bad.
In Rochester, I'm Sasha Ann Simons.